I'm Dan Clefstad. Illinois is moving forward with its once-a-decade redistricting process. That's despite the federal government's warnings that states will see a significant delay in census data. Hannah Meisel has more.
State lawmakers this week kick off a series of 24 hearings on how Illinois' legislative and congressional districts should be drawn for the next 10 years. Senate President Don Harmon, a Democrat from Oak Park, says he wants those maps to be fair, though he acknowledges that's a highly subjective term. But one thing he isn't putting on his rubric of what makes a fair map:
too much importance is attached to shapes. It would be lovely if everything were organized in rectangles. What's important in putting together a fair map is one that reflects the communities of interest and ties them together and gives everybody a seat at the table.
Some states, like Iowa, use computers that spit out legislative district boundaries that are mostly square. But Harmon points out that Iowa is far more homogenous than Illinois. He says it's up to the legislature to uphold the ideals in the Voting Rights Act and give minority communities representation in Springfield and Washington. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Fewer Illinois families applied for college financial aid this year using the free application for student or federal student aid. So a campaign is underway to get more families to file their FAFSA. Jacqueline Moreno is with ISAC, the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, which co-sponsors the campaign. She says financial fallout from the pandemic is causing some to question if this is the right time to go to college. But Moreno says they should still fill out the FAFSA.
You're filing the FAFSA to find out how much you could get. Don't write it off now. There's lots of time to decide what you want to do. But if you decide not to apply for financial aid, you're really exacerbating the disproportionate effect that it's having on lower income and economically struggling families.
Completing the form determines eligibility for federal, state, and institutional financial aid. Moreno says ISAC provides free help to students and families completing the form. You can find more information at isac.org. And the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs says there are currently no cases of COVID-19 at any of the state's veterans' homes. Previous outbreaks at the Quincy and LaSalle homes left at least 60 residents dead. Testing has been reduced to a minimum of once a week for staff and twice a week for residents. Veterans Affairs Chief of Staff Tony Kolbeck says staff and residents are showing interest in getting the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The mysterious death of a SIU Carbondale student is the subject of an upcoming documentary on Discovery Plus. The two-hour program focuses on the February 2014 death of 19-year-old Praveen Varghese, whose body was found in a wooded area on the east side of Carbondale 5 days after he was reported missing. An autopsy showed Varghese died of hypothermia, but his mother went on a mission to clear her son's name, fighting back against comments he was intoxicated and when he went into the woods. An independent autopsy showed her son was injured, possibly beaten, before his death, and he had no drugs or alcohol in his system. Gage Bethune was charged with Varghese's murder, and a jury convicted him of the crime in 2018, but a judge threw out the conviction. The case is now with a special prosecutor. The documentary entitled Who Killed My Son will start streaming on Discovery Plus on March 23rd. The Illinois Department of Public Health gave a COVID-19 update to a Senate committee Monday, including possible plans for a further phased-in reopening. Senators heard from State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike about how vaccination efforts are increasing as more doses arrive and asked when the state could move to Phase 5, a full reopening of the state.
I think from where we are now to Phase 5, maybe not just an on-off switch, but maybe a dial. So there may be one more phase before we get to the Phase 5. I think the governor is going to release the plan that we have been working on later this week.
Senators also asked about businesses requiring employees to be vaccinated against the virus.